Welcome to episode 8 of Unbound. It's morning, but we've been walking all night and my body aches to lie down. Uncle Jim says before anyone can rest, we need to learn the rules of running.
There's no going out in the daytime,
he says, looking at Thomas and Willie with squinty eyes,
and no speaking above a whisper.
But where are we going? What happens next? I ask.
After we get some rest, we'll talk about what happens next.
Everyone settles in, pondering their own thoughts. Soon, I'll have to tell Mama about the weevil and Annisbill insider, and about what happens in the smokehouse. I got to tell her the truth about my blackberry scratches and the missus' cold fingers what felt like fire on my face. I got to tell her about my haughty voice, what made the missus hiss the words still rolling in my ears. You are nothing but a slave who needs to learn her place. Not sure where my place is, but I know it's not the big house. Old George Cooper says it's still early enough for him to check his traps.
What about the paddy roller? Mama asks. You said yourself he was only knocked out, and there may be others behind him.
Not likely he'll come looking this far on foot, old George Cooper says. He's raging, but we got his gun. Besides, he was a scraggly one. Let's hope he's a loner what's out looking to make trouble.
Old George Cooper looks at all of us, but his eyes fix on Mama.
Try and get some rest, he says kindly. We's plenty of figuring to do when I get back.
He nods at the far corner.
One more thing. 5 long owl hoots means danger's lurking. There's a narrow hollow behind the beds. If you hear 5 owl hoots, hide till I get back, and use em pile of rocks against any unwanted critters.
He climbs the narrow dirt steps, lifts the branch roof, and slips outside.
Me and the boys been resting all night, Aunt Sarah says to Uncle Jim.
She pulls a string and button from her pocket and promises to keep Thomas and Willie quiet.
Go on now, all of you, get some rest. I know what an owl sounds like.
My body sinks into the old clothes quilt, and faster than a toad in mud, I'm back in the forest, following old George Cooper. There's a waterfall ahead of us, gushing cold, clear water, with tiny fish sparkling in the sun like a rainbow. Along the path, purple flowers twinkle.
We's almost there, old George Cooper says,
turning round. And when he does, his whiskers twitch, and his face is wider than a peeled onion. Between 2 sharp blue eyes, a ragged scar splits open, and Master Allen's chalky face pops out.
You left me in a terrible mess,
his angry voice hisses.
I'll find you. I'll find you all.
I open my mouth to scream, but no words come out. I try to run, but my legs is pinned under a giant bear-shaped log.
I'll find you. I'll find you.
Master's voice screams. And when I open my eyes, I'm trembling all over. Aunt Tempe says bad dreams is warnings, telling us what lies ahead. Aunt Sarah says bad dreams is nothing but our own fears making faces at us while we sleep. I hope Aunt Sarah's right. I never want to see Master Allen again, not even in my dreams. Old George Cooper comes back carrying a large covered wooden bowl what smells like squirrel stew. He smiles and shakes away the yellow flies what followed him inside.
Traded a new dead for a new cooked.
Who'd you trade with? I ask. Uncle Jim shakes his head.
Less you know, the better, he says, least for now.
He nods at Mama.
Let her rest. Lord knows that woman's tired.
But Mama's belly wakes her, and she opens her eyes. Old George Cooper puts the large bowl on the table.
There's small bowls in that box under the bed, he says.
I set the table with dented spoons and chipped bowls what look like they got dropped a few times
making their way from England. I'm thinking how we brought nothing to leave behind, and wondering why the good Lord made the world so some folks have pretty things, and some folks have only things what's used and broken. Aunt Tempy says you can't blame the Lord for what people do. Says thinking like that can make a mind crazy. But I say you can't blame a mind for what pops into it. We scrape the big bowl till there's not enough for a fly to lick. Then old George Cooper says we got choices to make. Go north or go deep, he says. He squints his gray eyes and looks at me. This one could pass. Had those curls, and she could pass. Decision's already made, Uncle Jim says. We go deep. Rather wrestle snappers and snakes and keep running from angry planters.
That's fine for us, Mama says, her voice low and serious. But Grace here has a chance of escaping for real, of living like the good Lord intended folks to live. Grace has a chance to own herself, to learn herself letters and how to read books, to wear pretty dresses and love who she wants to love, and keep what babies is hers to keep. Mama turns her head and looks at me like we's the only two people living. Feels like the rest of the world and everyone in it is sitting on my chest, making it so I can't breathe. I remember asking Aunt Tempy if I could pass for white. I was only thinking of buttered biscuits and barley soup, of sweet taters shaped like little flowers, and never worrying about my thoughts leaking or being sent to the smokehouse. I never even had one imagining about pretty dresses or reading books and having babies. I sit hugging my knees. Uncle Jim sits beside me with Willie lying on his two long legs what stretched out like giant logs. Mama, Aunt Sarah, and old George Cooper is still sitting at the table. Already Thomas is back sleeping in Mama's arms. We got to give it some thought, Jim, Mama says. Grace has a chance for real freedom. We got to think about it. Hot prickles sting my face. We's all sitting together, whispering in the shadows, with Mama wondering about things I never wondered about. Mama, I want to say, don't you know I'm the one what brought you here? I'm the one what nearly sent you to the auction block. Don't you know? You are nothing but a slave who needs to learn her place, the missus told me. Tell me, Mama, do you know my place? Feels like forever, Mama and Uncle Jim is just looking at each other, talking with their eyes. Could I really pass? Aunt Tempy says there's white folks what is kind. I could be kind. I could help runaways what need a place to hide. I could build a secret room and keep them safe from dogs and paddy rollers. But what about Mama, Uncle Jim, and Aunt Sarah? What about Thomas and Willie? Passing means crawling inside a lie. Passing means making up a story that won't ever be true and turning all my readiness words to dust. Please, Mama, I pray. Please keep me with you. I want my babies together, Mama finally says. She smiles a sad smile, what must be happy to keep her family together, but sad to know I'll never wear pretty dresses or learn myself letters and live the way the good Lord tended folks to live. It don't matter. I get up and hug Mama hard as I can, the fluttering breath what's stuck in my chest finally breaks free.